It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas and ESPN Reno.
No, I was really faking a lot at the end of the 3 o'clock hour there. Greg Salerno is here. Reno is here. This hour brought
Reno.
To you by Battleborn Injury Lawyer, 766-1400. Got it, Al, 775 in the north. On the fake front, I'm not going to read the book.
Yeah.
Now, the shame of it is, you know what? I might just, can someone hold me to this? If I mention stories in this book more than five times, I will just pay for it on Amazon.
You mean because you're using the material?
Yes, because I think that's the worst part about writing a book now is everyone just takes it, redistributes it.
Yeah, that's kind of free advertising, though.
I mean, a guy like this does all that work.
Yeah.
The book's like $25.
Yeah. I mean, is there an audio book? I might listen to it.
Well, that's a good idea.
You know?
Probably.
Yeah, I'll do that. You know what? Well, I'll
be
honest.
Good for a long drive.
I'll be honest with you.
I know long drive's coming up, but be good.
Way more interested in the book after he talked to Ian than I was before. I'll tell you that.
He's good.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
I personally think you need to read the book. That's your quarterback.
I'm not going to read the book.
You got to show some camaraderie with the Jets.
I don't have time. I'm too lazy. I'm too ADHD.
Yeah, the last two are me.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, and I told the audience last week I'm okay intelligence wise, but I'm losing it.
Oh,
I also pointed out actually you were on when I was pointing out that we were talking about grapes and raisins, and I'm like, there's no room left in my head for knowledge like that.
Yeah.
Where do they come from? There's too much sports to watch. There's too much Olivia Munn knowledge I need.
Yeah, your hard drive's full and only has room for special things.
Caller 7 right now. We've got UNLV football tickets for the home opener, Utah Tech. That game is on Saturday the 7th of September. That is a noon start at the Al Allegiant Stadium. You can get your tickets at unlvtickets.com. Caller 7 right now, 364-1100, 364-1100. And check out the season tickets. If you don't win these tickets, you can get single game tickets at unlvtickets.com. Also, check out the season tickets starting as low as $150 for the entire season slate of six games. Big Four time.
Battleborn Injury Lawyers presents the Big Four at Four. Number four.
Now, Greg Salerno's here. You're a weird guy. Only weird because I find out stuff about you all the time and how much you like nature. I don't feel like you'd be a nature guy. Who's your alter ego?
Griage.
Griage is a great photographer.
Yes.
Photographer.
Yeah.
And tough one for me. And apparently you like to explore in hot. You've been to Death Valley?
Oh, a bunch of times. Yeah, I go there all
Why?
The time. Well, it's gorgeous. And it has like a ton of different parts about it. It's very diverse. Like there's a really deserty area. There's a mountain area which snows, believe it or not, in Death Valley, and then in the park in there. I mean, it goes on for like 4 hours, this park. It's ridiculous. There's sand dunes in there you can run around on. There's peaks, mountain peaks. You can look down on the whole. There's a lake there now that I don't know if it's still there now. It might have dried up a little bit with that flooding last year, and there was a lake. So it's a really cool, diverse area, but it gets really, really, really hot. And I asked Steve if he had an Android. The reason I asked is because I have an iPhone, and people are dying over there because it's so hot. If you go on your iPhone, the Death Valley weather is always wrong. Always check it before you go. Every single time it's wrong. Like right now it says 89 degrees. It's 112 right now in Death Valley.
Why does that happen?
I don't know. I don't know why. It's only on the iPhone app, I guess, but it's happened to me. I've got down there before where I thought it was 90 because it said it on air, and it was 117. So you got to be careful.
Is there like a stationary thermometer underground?
No. No, but your car will tell you. Like I got there, and
why is the phone reading?
Oh yeah, I have no idea. I don't know. I think, yeah, exactly. Maybe it's in somebody's car with the air on. They have the thermometer. I have no idea why that happens, but there's something wrong with it there. But yeah, it is a beautiful place to go. Just be very, very careful because it is deadly. No doubt.
Number three.
Well, speaking of the heat, just reading here that Phoenix, like it's been hot here. Phoenix has now had 79 consecutive days, 100 plus.
Yeah.
And in turn, their baseball stadium is having AC issues.
Oh, boy.
It can't keep up.
That's rough. That's real rough. I was just down there, too. And, you know, you're in Vegas and you complain it's dry and all that stuff. I got down there. It felt like Florida compared to here. Like, it was so much more humid. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah.
That's way worse then.
Maybe it was like the monsooning or something, or I don't know what's going on, but it just seemed like it was super humid too, along with the heat. I don't know why.
The reason I bring up the story is, again, headline, Diamondbacks air conditioning overwhelmed by Arizona heat wave. A record heat wave has impaired Chase Field's ability to maintain its cooling. Climate change offers a cautionary tale for the proposed A stadium in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
See, there were people worried about the Death Star, right? The Al, Allegiant Stadium.
Right.
And the fact that it was all black.
Right.
And that, man, it's going to be hot as Hades in there. But the weather cools down. Once the Raiders are playing, you still get some blistering days in September. A stadium here.
Yeah.
We're going May, June, July, August, September. The games might not count for a few years in September. I mean, they count, but might not be a lot to play for. But how are they going to keep that place cool?
I don't know. Sounds like a great reason not to build one and go back home. I don't want the A's.
I've learned that over time. I softened my stance on this a little bit. I don't like the stadium deal, but I do want Major League Baseball here. And like the small, I'll say 5% of me can accept that it's the A's.
Right.
I went to Oakland a couple weeks ago, and I went to a game, and I sort of took in the, forgot the history of the A's. It is pretty good. They have a good fan base, so it tugged at the heartstrings a little bit.
Sure.
I'm like, we could make it work here, I think.
I just couldn't root for them for some reason. Like, for whatever reason, if the Raiders win, I'm happy. They're a Vegas team. I just want them to win, you know, even though I'm an Eagles fan growing up. I could never root for the A's for some reason.
Did you hate McGuire, Canseco, Eckersley team?
No. Why?
Well, you just said you couldn't root for the A's. That was a dominant,
franchise
at the end of the 80s.
It's not that I can't root for them because I don't like the A's. I can't root for them because of the current situation with the owner and the way they treat us and how they act like they're doing us a favor. Yeah. And that part of it makes it so hard for me to root for them.
And that's my problem. I mentioned this before. Like, if I go in here, they're not going to be my team. But if I go in and, like, I get a little bit connected,
yeah,
and then I got to deal with crap owner like I have to in so many other situations, I'm like, I don't think I can take that.
Yeah, no. No, to your question, though, Roids.
Get too worked up.
Bring the Roids back, yes, though. I'm happy with that. I would definitely love that.
Yeah, that was my whole point on the tugging at the heartstrings. Those A's teams, like, all hyped, all hopped up.
Yeah.
You know, second and third baseman who were, you know, skinny guys before, and all of a sudden they're rocking 230 pounds with 4% body fat.
Right.
Whoa. And I also saw Jose Canseco on an interview a couple weeks ago. They had him in town. I don't know if they did a bobblehead night or something, but I like Jose Canseco. He's a whack job.
Yeah.
But I like him, and I like the way he played. And, you know, it was chemically enhanced, whatever. He still would have been a great player. He was an unbelievable athlete. I never hated McGuire. When McGuire got all – McGuire tried to cover when everyone was really coming at him. He just looked foolish.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you're 290 pounds at 6'5". You're all zitty. Like, it's – come on, man.
And
I don't know what you're supposed to say in that case. I don't even know how you handle it. And he wasn't, like, pompous in attacking back like Lance Armstrong or Ryan Braun.
No, not at all.
Like, I never...
He was crying.
Yeah, he got beat up pretty good. Number two. Sorry.
Number two.
Because I want to build this to D'Erica Hamby, now filing a federal suit against the Aces. Again, it goes back to discrimination, workplace violations, mistreating her when she claims, you know, they did it when she was pregnant. And you had the question... Do her peers have a responsibility to stick up for her? Who are her peers?
Well, I noticed that there was a big deal made of, like, Asia Wilson was on an interview or something, and she kind of dodged the question and blah, blah, blah. And people were saying, oh, why not stick up for her? Stick up for her. And I'm in my mind, I'm like, well, how does she even know what the situation really is or what actually happened there? And, I mean, we're talking about a legal issue, too.
Right.
So, I mean, then you're putting yourself in a bad spot if you're talking about somebody else's legal case. So
that's the problem.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sure the organization came down and were like, no. It's an active lawsuit.
Yeah.
Like, sorry if you're friends with D'Erica Hamby. Like, you cannot talk about this. Now, here's the thing. Is Asia Wilson so big? And does she have a responsibility as a woman in a workplace to just go, you know what? Sorry, I can't keep quiet. I have to speak on this. Now, the other side of it is a lot of the allegations are at a woman, Becky Hammon.
That's true.
So this is like quite the quandary. For these players, what the hell? But you know people are going to weaponize it and be like, what's going on? Why don't you stick up for her?
Yeah, well, even take it.
Like, I don't know if I can.
Exactly. And then take it a step further. What if you say something and then something comes out that proves what you said completely wrong because you had no idea what you were talking about? Then you look real bad. So, I mean, yeah, I feel like it's one of those things where you'd like to speak out, but you shouldn't.
Number one.
To your point about 3 sentences ago, if you say something stupid and it sounds factual and it's erroneous, then guess who is in the crosshairs? Possibly for a lawsuit.
You are.
Absolutely. I find this one fascinating. This case with this female Olympic boxer who got accused by a loser opponent who got crushed and then whined about it and then made accusations that this wasn't a woman, and then the governing body for the world championships who got everything confused when they didn't clear her and the Olympics did. And this has been one of those viral things where it's out there and it cannot be stopped, that this is a man fighting women. And now she's suing?
Absolutely.
For cyberbullying?
Yeah.
Ooh, wow, this is a case.
That's a big one. And you know, it's funny because Griffin and I talked about this before. You were like in Bangladesh or wherever you went for a few days. And
otherwise called Oakland, like you just said 4 minutes ago.
But this this story broke while you were gone. You know, this was like the day that we were talking about it. And I was hesitant to talk about it because I don't know enough about this stuff. You know, X, Y, XS, all this stuff they were saying. And, I mean, on Twitter, it was just relentless transgender, which she is not. Whether you want to say she's whatever, should have fought or not, she's not transgender at all. It never was. And that's just a complete lie. And it was just pumped out by these people with millions and millions of followers. So then now everybody believed it. And I was seeing it on my Facebook 20 minutes after I saw it on whatever they call Twitter now. And it was just all over the place. And, I mean, there's still people that still believe that she's transgender, which she is not. So I don't know. I'm not surprised at all about the lawsuit, to be perfectly honest.
I don't know that it'll work because these things are always kind of groundbreaking and it opens up the door for lots of other things. But I do know from having Xavier Pope on, an attorney out of Chicago, our legal insider here in Vegas, and Justin Watkins, you do have to be really careful in terms of defamation in stating something that sounds like you are being factual.
Right.
Because I'll bring up an example from the past where in baseball, we always have the, you know, you kind of dance around like we just did with Mark McGwire, hopped up, he's on the sauce, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know. I never said, I know for a fact that Mark McGwire, now there are more facts of Mark McGwire than other people, but that's where you have to be careful. And I have to look at this, see what J.K. Rowling said, what Elon Musk said. These are groundbreaking cases because I feel like the internets are just the wild, wild west and people feel like they can say anything. And a lot of people are under anonymous handles, so you can't track them down. So we'll see if there's some guardrails even for the super celebrity out there. It's kind of a smart move by going after, you know, in this case, I'm assuming J.K. Rowling is worth hundreds of millions. And we know Elon Musk is worth hundreds of billions.
Right. No, exactly. And I mean, I can speak to it just because I saw it as it was happening. And they were straight out calling her a man and saying that she was transgender, which she's not. So, I mean, unless you know the information to go out there and just spew this. And it was like pretty hateful stuff, too. It wasn't just like, you know, it was pretty hateful. So, I mean, I told you I agree with the lawsuit here. Be honest.
Next Monday, we're on the road. Steve's here. Summer tour stop number one. We're going to be at Marquee inside the Cosmopolitan. Free admission for locals. We'll be giving away future free bar tabs, Bottle Girl Diaries, podcaster Cindy will be with us. And, of course, the star of the show is Steve's here. And you guys, we want you guys to come over. I just had someone text me about, hey, I want a cabana. Who do I contact? So we're in Cabana 20 there. The Marquee is just – it's one of the best clubs, you know, slash pools out there. It's at the Cosmopolitan. The show next Monday is presented by WagerWire and Green Lumber Supplements. So mark it down next Monday. Big party, big show for the listeners. We'll be out before the show hanging out with you guys. Prizes. Again, next Monday, Marquee inside the Cosmopolitan.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas and ESPN Reno.
Give away some UNLV football tickets. A reminder, we'll have some more later in the show. We'll have them for the next 5 or 6 days. By the way, for the Wolfpack fans, we'll get our regulars back on, including Shannon Kelly from Nevada Sportsnet. We'll start that next week as we get into the camp with Wolfpack football on the horizon as they make big changes and are trying to rebuild that program. And I'm sure they would love to have the out-of-the-gate success that UNLV had a year ago with 9 wins and going to a bowl game. Anything is possible, especially now with the transfer portal. So the last 2 days, oh boy, and this is social media gold, the last 2 days, the name of Colin Kaepernick came up. and it opens old wounds, and it was a great talking point for like 5 years for people out there. Well, there's a couple stories. One, Kaepernick said he would like to play for USA flag football in the next Olympics, 2028. He'll be 40 at the time. Before we get into all the, you know, can we let him play, you know, repping the USA? Are we going to be this bad? Let me restate it. Can we be good enough? Can we care enough about flag football to not have a 40-year-old former NFL quarterback on the team and actually have younger guys who can play? And it's no knock against Colin Kaepernick. Because,
right.
Listen, based on what we sent for 3-on-3 in basketball.
Yeah. I think me and you could have played on that.
Well,
team.
I mean, I'll get to it here in a couple minutes. You could certainly pull a 3-on-3 team from Ice Cube's league, and I'd feel better about winning an Olympic medal
right.
than what we sent, because that whole system seems very rigged. But are we going to care about flag football enough to send some active, real players? Is it too close to the season? I mean, that, you know, we were training camp's underway now, so it'd probably cross over at the beginning of training camp.
I think that it's going to take us, like, it's going to take one season of us not looking as great, you know, in Olympics.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be like, oh, man, okay, we got to send better.
Why? We just saw it played out with 3-on-3. Basketball is one of our sports.
Yeah.
The system's a bit rigged against us. We have to pay attention to it more. And listen, that's not the end of life to win a gold medal, but we should rep in flag football and not have some club team or, in this case, I guess we were just talking about Aaron Rodgers 40 minutes ago. Like, Aaron Rodgers at 44, we got to send him? Like, let's send some active players who are good.
I think this is more like the 92 Dream Team, though, in men's basketball, whereas the rest of the world caught up with us in basketball, I think, more than they have in football. I feel like we could send not our best.
You're making the mistake again.
I think we could, like, Kaepernick.
Can you learn your lesson?
Kaepernick might be the.
France almost took us out in both men's and women's.
Yeah, in basketball, not in football.
There's people playing football all over the world.
I don't know, man. I feel like Kaepernick's going to be the best player on the field.
By the way, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't every country around the world that is qualifying lean on NFL quarterbacks? Let's start going through different NFL quarterbacks and their, say, great-grandfather's country of origin, and they're like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to make the U.S. flag football team. Let me go play for Italy. Let me go play for Spain. You know, the U.K. team.
I feel like you got to be a citizen of the country.
No, you don't.
I know you don't, but I'm saying.
Well, Joel Embiid had the option of USA, France, and Cameroon.
But he's a citizen of America, at least. You know.
Well, I forget who was on the show. I was pointing out that Italy is very aggressive right now.
Yeah.
In trying to get anyone to come to their country because they've had so much mass immigration out of the country.
I actually was looking into going there because they pay to live in Tuscany in the mountains now.
Right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I guess you could be on their sports radio team, but you're not playing flag football. Do you get my point?
Yeah.
I certainly know that if there were an Israeli flag football team, there would be plenty of people because Israel's very open about, you know, all Jews coming back.
Right. Yeah, but are there a lot of, I don't know. I still think.
Yes, there are. In the NFL, yes.
I still think that America is going to wipe the floor with whoever for the first time around.
It's going to take a few tournaments. I would make a 4-year bet. I already have some 2-season bets.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping I'm upright for. Like, this is the end of a 2-year bet with JVT on Miami Hurricane football.
Mm-hmm.
I need 9 wins this year to beat the 2-year total of 15.5 wins last year and this year. I have a 2-year bet starting now.
Yeah.
Arizona football against Colorado football. And at the time when we made the bet, Arizona had a different coach. And Damon, who's over at VSiN now, was betting on Dion. I don't think Dion's going to be there next year. Which, you know, this is so stupid to do because most of the audience now wasn't listening earlier.
Yeah.
But we had Yogi Roth on, and you brought up this Julian Lewis kid who may be leaving or not honoring a verbal commit. It's not that serious.
Sure.
And going to Colorado or Indiana instead. And Yogi got into the whole, you know, the pressure with Dion and this and that. And I just wanted to jump in. Like, Dion ain't going to be there next year. So I don't even know why this kid's looking at Colorado.
Right.
That is freaking pointless.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't know where the hell I was going. That was just a weird tangent. But on bets, on 2028 bets.
You want to bet then?
I will. No, we're not betting.
Oh.
No. But I'll make the statement now. We're not going to win in flag football.
No, we absolutely are. Oh, we have to bet then.
We're not.
Why? 50
okay.
bucks.
Okay. I should bet you because I think I have another card up my sleeve. Did you follow the 3-on-3 when we started to get more information on why our teams are just kind of okay?
Yeah.
There's this whole qualifying process, and most of our players either didn't go or couldn't go because you have to play in a bunch of different tournaments.
Right.
So I could see, I mean, Wendy BBW, big Brian Windhorst, was on McAfee last week, and he said it's the 3-on-3 is kind of rigged against the USA because of the timing.
Yes.
And he thinks that FIBA's like, well, yeah, we don't want USA to win 3-on-3. We know they could. So they've kind of rigged the qualifying so that USA can't send. I mean, why would Haley Van Lith? And they did okay.
Right.
And she played okay. She was repping USA 3-on-3. Jimmer Fredette.
Yeah.
Repping men's 3-on-3. There's something hokey here. I could see them being like, all the flag football tournaments are from September through freaking, you know, it ends on January 5th.
Right.
Oh, well, it happens to coincide with the NFL season.
I don't think
then we're just sending, like, you know, a freaking arena team over there.
I think we could send high school kids over there and win. They don't play football around the world like you think.
Yes, they do. They play more football than you think.
No.
They're going to rig it against us.
That's fine. We'll still win. Basketball? I understand. Because the rest of the world's
going to. I understand what Griffin's doing. He's the football guy. He's just laying back. Just.
I feel like Griffin could play on that team.
I'm deep in thought about this. One, where's your patriotism? We're America. This is our sport. We will, no matter what we got to do, we'll dominate it. Throw the high school kids at them.
Really?
You put anybody out there, there's probably some college kids who messed up a little bit. They're probably not on some teams right now. That'd be more than willing to go.
We can have all suspended team that probably gets up there.
A gridiron gang in the Olympics. That is fire.
Yeah. Rasheed Rice would be the best receiver on the team.
Olympics and World Baseball Classic. Do we win every time? No, we didn't.
Yeah, but that's still, they play baseball more in other places too.
Well, a lot of people are playing football now.
Oh, man.
There's studs all over the world.
I don't think so.
It's flag football.
I mean, we get the best players from rugby and they're like punters.
God,
like,
wouldn't it? That's the other thing. You keep doing that.
That's
true. Wouldn't it be great if Australia and New Zealand are like, hey, you want to keep talking trash about rugby? And they put together flag football teams from rugby players.
Yeah.
And they're the best two teams in the world.
Oh, they'll get roasted.
No, they won't.
They will get roasted.
God, you're such an ignorant American. By the way, you know, if you could play flag football, if you were of age and in shape, and you couldn't play for USA, you know you'd go to Italy and play for Italy. You know you would.
Well, I'm a whore. I would do whatever. Yeah, of course.
So in 6 months, give me the odds, end of January, when things are like really brewing, right? Do you think you'll be in Thailand or in Italy?
Yeah.
Because you got to give us a heads up. As a company member, we need to have you do shows. So we just have to figure out the tech end of it. What's more likely? What's Salerno's location? You can't live in a hotel forever. So you got to settle down. So is it Thailand or is it Italy?
Well, I'm going to be in a hotel if I go to one of those places too, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, they're really cheap. Like Thailand's
that was your pitch too, yeah.
Yeah, Thailand's like 5-star hotels for $100 a week. So I looked into Italy and I heard for expats, which is expatriate, people that move from, you know, America. Oh, I'm just saying if you're listening and you don't know. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Huh?
Good job. Over the top. I hate when people do that. We're like, I know. Like, I'm not doing it for you, moron. It's not a test of freaking knowledge, God.
But I heard that it's not as easy as a transition as it is some of these other places, so I've been looking deeper into it. And I found Japan surprisingly cheap. Thailand, and a couple others. Now, I'm a little bit worried about Asia. Now, this is not – I don't know. This is – you know, I know it's not really PC, but I'm, like, worried about Asia for some reason.
Why? I thought you were worried about the embarrassment factor.
Well,
that people
too.
Would assume that you're just going over there for, you know, for bars and ladies.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what I'll be doing. But I just figure that, you know, if I go over there and get a steak and, like, yeah, great, it's $3, but does it have tapeworms in it or something? You know, I just be worried.
Oh, stop.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I can't get them away from the – come on. The ignorance.
I mean
– I will absolutely go with you for, like, 3 months a year to sell.
Yeah?
Well, because we used to we have the world record.
Yeah.
It's unofficial, but we have the world record. There is no sports radio show in the history of sports radio that has done as many live on-site three-hour shows, two-hour shows too, at gentlemen's clubs.
Oh,
so
yeah.
And things have changed here. I would love to have a home base like once a week.
Yeah.
I have to look it up. I don't know what street it is in, you know, Bangkok or Phuket.
Well, the problem with Thailand is they might actually be gentlemen's clubs. You don't know until you actually get there.
Yeah. I bet you the tech is better.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
Nice solid line. God, that's my dream.
Yeah.
For you to be on the road half the year doing live shows from.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, why can't I just do this from anywhere?
And I say you do overnights. We've here at Lotus, we've always, I mean, the hosts have always been like, yeah, we should have a bigger lineup. How great would it be if you were, you know, I mean, we're not going to cut off Q, but Q's done at 10 o'clock. Greg's on locally.
Yeah.
Phone calls about Vegas. Like 10 to midnight.
It might be midnight. It might be noon there, too.
Someone convert the time, by the way.
I don't know.
Might be midnight there, too. I don't know. Let's do that during the break.
All right.
364-1100, 364-1100, caller number 7. Let's give away another set of those UNLV football tickets for the home opener. It's against Utah Tech, unlvtickets.com. And remember, season tickets start at just $150. Club season tickets start at just $375. You get the same seat for all the home games, great tilts, including games against Nevada and Syracuse and Boise State. It's only lower bowl seating. So in the big stadium, it's only lower bowl seating. But right now, one game, Utah Tech, a set of tickets. Griffin's going to hook you up. 364-1100, caller 7.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas and ESPN Reno.
Hi, rolling on. Future evening late night show, actually, here in Vegas. Bangkok time. You'd be doing a lunchtime show there, and you'd be on at 10 o'clock here?
Yeah, it's 6:30 there right now in the morning, which means that, you know, around 10 p.m.-ish when I went on, it would be about noon there, which is perfect for lunchtime. I'll just be waking up from my night in Thailand. And
yeah. All right. This is a good project.
Yeah, I'm in.
You were just telling me the only problem is you don't have a passport.
I don't. I need to get one.
Well, what are you doing? You're a world traveler. You should be out there.
Well, when I was younger, I wasn't allowed to get one for several reasons.
That's a good point. I forgot about your felonious background.
Yeah. It's only been recently that I've been allowed to leave the country. But I've been looking into it. I still have to get my picture taken, and there's a couple other things I need. But I do have all of, like, the documents I need. So.
By the way, if you want to watch the show, we're live right now up on Twitter. We'll be up there for the next oh, no. Why'd we stop it? You're a nightmare. We'll go live in hopefully 10 minutes. But, yeah, let me transition back to where we're going. So you've never been to Thailand. You've never been out of the country. Or you have? Have you gone across the border without a passport? You go to Canada?
I've been to Canada. I've been to Mexico. We used to go a lot in high school. I went to high school in San Diego for a while. So, yeah, we used to go to Tijuana a lot on high school and school nights. There was college night.
On school nights?
There was college night on Wednesday.
That's
so
good.
All you have to do is just say that you're 18 and they let you in for free and you just drink.
They're pretty tough down there, though, with the carding.
Yeah, sarcasm. It's real tough. Sarcasm. They're like, hey, man, you have to be whatever. And you're like, give them $3. Like, yep, go ahead.
Yeah, you're in. The big bribe.
Yeah.
So last time you were going on vacation, like 3 weeks ago, you were deciding between where and Scottsdale?
I was going to go to either L.A. or Scottsdale.
So you landed in Scottsdale.
Yeah, I went to Scottsdale.
I saw your yearly Scottsdale tweet about cheap beers. You love that one. That is your go-to.
Well, it just surprises me every time because I go in there and there's a bar I went into and it was right down the street. And I mean, we're not talking like the hood. I was in a really nice area. Yeah. I go into a bar. I sit down. They ask me if I want a tall – well, I'm pointing it as if you can see this. But, like, you know, a tall beer, a big mug.
Yeah.
And normally in Vegas, those are like $20 now, you know, for a big one, I'm saying. That's like a couple beers in it. And they gave it to me, and I'm like, how much is this? Just out of curiosity, because so if I order 20 of these, I know what my bill's going to be. And she's like, $6 or $6.50, whatever it was. And I just couldn't believe it.
For the biggin'.
Yeah, you can't even get a bottle for $6 now at most of the bars out here.
It's crazy.
I thought it was pretty insane.
I love Vegas, but when I do go on the road and I hit somewhere, and I'm like, oh, man, I get beer for like $3 or $4. I'm like,
yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It is crazy. And the wealth.
Back in my day.
Yeah, well, exactly. The well drinks, $3.50 at this place.
Okay.
I mean.
Well. We all have a lot of issues about what's happening here with prices.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one that I think has been a real issue that's been developing is what is actually thrown on your bill. And if you don't read your bill, the weird charges,
yeah,
they're out of control. I mean, I understand why they do the credit card fee because they get charged, but like they never did that before.
No. Nope.
But sometimes there's sort of like what worker health fee, like
service fee. What's a service fee?
Service fee. That's another one.
Yeah.
And then the one, you know, I always look at is, and I, because I know when they do 15, 18, 20, 22%, sometimes 25%, I don't always trust that they do it pre-tax, which that's what you're tipping on.
Oh, yeah.
You don't tip on the tax.
That's true.
I know it's a minor thing, but that can build up over time. And I'm frugal, so I watch stuff like that.
Oh, tipping drives me crazy now.
But the other thing that might be happening, this is a weird one. This was up on LV Weekly on Twitter. Someone tweeted out a bill that had a subtotal of $40.98, $3.43 in tax. The total bill was $44.41. The tip suggestions are 20%, 22%, 25%. Again, the subtotal was $40.98. 20% is $14.44. Wait, what?
Wait, what? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see it.
Like, that's not 20%.
Not
but,
even
you know,
close.
A lot of us, you go to dinner, you have a couple of whatever drinks.
You're not paying attention.
And then, like, does it break your back?
How is that legal?
Well, it's a suggestion. If you
no,
can't
but
do
if they're
math,
telling you 20% is that,
it's
and it's
a suggested
not
tip. They don't tag it on there. It's a suggested tip.
No, that should be illegal.
If you can't do math, it should be illegal.
Kick this place. Kick the doors in. Arrest everybody in there.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas and ESPN Reno.
So the big stars on women's USA basketball, the big stars on men's USA basketball, Simone Biles, Noah Lyles, that rugby lady, Lana Mar.
Oh, yeah, she was great.
No, I'm going to stop there. For American audiences, is the Australian breakdancer Ray Gunn a top 10 most known athlete that was at the Olympics?
Yeah, absolutely.
She went incredibly viral, and it ain't stopping.
No. She's probably the most famous person that competed in the Olympics at this point. That's like every single meme I see, every post has her in it or something.
If she wants, she can actually brand herself in a couple of weeks as the biggest athlete to come out of the Olympics just based on impressions on TikTok and social media. It's kind of what Dana White does, where Dana White's like, slap fighting is more popular than anything in the world. And it's right. Like, well, it's like in an 8-second clip, it's the greatest thing we've ever seen.
Sure.
But I don't think it's more popular than the NFL and you know, world level soccer. But Dana, if you want to twist it, you can twist it. So this lady can do whatever she wants.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because now her family, if you didn't know, Ray Gunn was her name was, I think Rachel Gunn is her actual full name.
Yeah.
And she's from Australia. And they had the breakdancing for the first time ever in the Olympics.
And the last time.
And yeah, exactly.
Not because of her, though. It was only a one-time thing.
Yeah, it was a one-time
boy,
thing.
Boy, she slammed the door shut on it.
I don't know if she was trolling or what, man, but it was pretty funny. It was like what I would do if I was making fun of, it was like one of those old Chris Farley bits where he dances around, does weird stuff. It kind of looked like that. She's not fat or anything. It's just funny. And
is Chris Farley in the Chippendale skit a better dancer than Ray Gunn?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, it's not even close.
Not even close.
It's absolutely. Her stepdad came out and said that he blamed the judges because they didn't rate her for style and for originality.
Okay, bro.
Which, I don't know. It wasn't very original, and it was really bad. There was one part where she was kind of doing the – I don't know how to describe this thing with her hands where it's like a horsey kind of. I don't know. It's really funny. If you haven't seen it, it's worth looking up.
It's hilarious.
But, yeah,
and
she got zero.
It's going to be a meme that's used a lot for a lot of different reasons for a long time.
Yeah. No.
Very long.
It was great. It was my favorite part of the Olympics, I think.
Did you see the gold medal audience for the women's game, France and USA? And it turned out to be a great game, and Gabby Thomas, who's actually from Sparks, Nevada,
right,
hit a shot at the buzzer, but she was just a little too far forward when she caught it. She was on the line,
right.
So they lose by a point. Did you see the TV audience?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, the number came in around 8 million people.
Oh, like, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, TV viewing audience.
Yeah.
Peaked at like a little over 10. They got 8 million.
Sure.
The men's game got 19 million and peaked at 22.
Highest rated basketball game of all time. That's what I heard. More people watched it than any game ever.
I think you're wrong there. But
I'm gonna look it up.
It was the highest rated Olympic game since 96. The 96 game got 22 million. Dude, at 19 million, it's not bigger than some of the 80s and 90s era audiences.
I don't know.
Because there were no channels back then.
Unless they're just lying to me or something. I don't know. That's just what I read. That's my second time in a row giving bad information.
No, it happens. It happens. But I just wanted to put it in perspective. So the women got 8-9 million for their game. And I know the time wasn't optimal because the women's game was early. The men's game more than doubled it. If you go back to the NCAA tournament, the finals of the men's and the final of the women's final beat the men's. Now, I'm not saying the Olympic women's tournament, the final, the gold medal game, has to beat the men's medal game, but I think they should have been like 75% of it. And then I'm reading media people are like, oh, what, this was unbelievable. What a great audience. I'm like, sorry, I'm not trying to crap on pretty good results, but pretty good ain't good enough when we know what they could have had.
Yeah, of course.
If Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese are on the team, and I'm not letting this go. The team was poorly constructed. They put players on there like DT, Diana Taurasi, who actually controlled the roster as well, who weren't going to play a whole lot. What was the freaking point? What did you prove? So you happy? You got a smaller audience and didn't get to build the game as much as you wanted to? You're flexing muscle over getting less than half the audience amended?
It looks even worse now, because in the beginning, at least, you could make the case that, like, Caitlin was kind of struggling a little bit adjusting to the WNBA. It looked like she wasn't, you know, as great as we thought originally. But now that you've seen her play for, you know, half the season, it's like, dude, what were you thinking?
Well, they lack some downhill players in terms of guard play and distributors.
Yeah. Well, but even just the PR alone boost, yes. I mean, is just incredible.
I tried to stick to basketball, but you're right.
Yeah. Sorry.
The amount of promotion, because NBC would have gone gaga to promote
yes,
it.
Yes, of course.
And frankly, I think NBC, I don't know how far out the schedules are set, but I think NBC has so much muscle on it, they would have said, the finals at 9:30 in the morning Eastern time? No.
Right.
No.
Well.
No. You're putting it in the middle of the day or in the evening like the men, and we're going to make money on this. But
yeah,
without Clark, who's the big draw, and Angel Reese, who would have been a draw.
Well, what made it look even worse was when the All-Star team beat the Olympic team before they even went.
Yeah, the hype might have died down a little bit.
I think it did.
Kind of proving that a mix of the two teams is probably the right team to send,
right,
and they might not even be the best team in the world.
Exactly.
I wonder if you played best of seven, max motivation, they could beat the snot out of each other, really defend each other, if the All-Star team would beat them 4 out of 7 in a series.
Maybe. I mean, there at least be a series, I think. Might go seven.
God, the WNBA All-Stars would be great if they could do they're not going to do it. So I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. That's it. I'm out. USA men win the gold. I'll go back to something I said last week talking about who I wanted to take big shots. I want the biggest winners in the history of the NBA who are on the roster, and that's not LeBron. And then my prophecy sort of came true because Steph Curry was ridiculous.
He was.
Was he better overall over the course of the tournament that he deserved the MVP over LeBron? Because you were the first guy, because you love LeBron,
I do.
Then you can't stand all the folks who kill LeBron, like the MJ fans.
Right.
Did you not feel a little bit weird about him getting the MVP when a guy just hit 17 threes in two games and hit four in a row down the stretch to win the game, to win the gold?
I mean, LeBron led in rebounds. He led in, you know, assists.
He actually plays defense.
He does play defense. His efficiency was higher.
He distributes.
And yeah, exactly. And he was only a half point lower than Curry as far as points per game and, you know, as far as the tournament goes. So I think if Curry had gotten it, I wouldn't have made a stink about it. But I think it's kind of silly that people are acting like LeBron didn't deserve it at all.
Yeah. He's still not in the top three of winning American players in the Olympics. One person said at age 21, LeBron led a USA team in 2006 that lost to Greece. Greece had zero NBA players. USA got the bronze.
LeBron didn't lead. He didn't barely even played.
I mean, Kobe had to come in 2008 and clean things up.
Yeah, but LeBron played like 4 minutes in that. They call him LeBron's. He was sitting on the bench. And it was Tim Duncan and the rest of those bums that didn't win.
MJ was a college player in 84. He led him to a gold.
Well,
same thing, right?
Not really.
What, basketball in 84? Is it the same? The world competition isn't the same as it was?
Yeah, 40, yeah, yeah. It's gotten a little bit better. Dude, there's a clip going around of the Dream Team playing Angola, and it is some of the funniest video you'll ever see. I'm not making, you know, whatever. They were trying, I guess, you know. But it was like, you know, I made a joke about the vacuum salesman in Serbia. At least they could play basketball. These guys literally look like guys that had never played basketball before. You just hand them a ball. And, I mean, they were throwing it. It was like, it was very, very silly and funny. So, yeah, it's gotten a little bit better, I think, around the world.
How happy were you that they won the gold so you didn't have to hear it? USA won the gold.
Very happy. Well, I'm happy because I'm, you know, not a communist. So I love America, and I was very happy that they won the gold.
You root for every American?
Besides Noah Lyles. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Okay.
No,
so that's,
I
no, that's
no I do. I do. I rooted for him too. I wanted him to win.
What's your problem with Noah Lyles?
No, I'm just joking around because he said all those stupid things about the NBA and the world champion and all that stuff. But I still rooted for him.
Did you hear Tyreek Hill the other day?
Yeah, he said he could beat him in a race.
Do we have that ISO'd? We have just a rejoin? So you can find that.
Look around for it.
Yeah, he said. Well, he commented on Noah Lyles and was basically like, "Dude, with all you had going on at the end, worry about yourself. Don't worry about commenting on world championships." And then, yeah, Tyreek said he could beat him. Kay Adams, who was doing the interview as she's prone to do, and this is why she's great, was like, "You beat him by a lot." I was like, "They're running 9.8s, 9.7s." Like, yes, Kay. Tyreek would run an 8.5.
All I'm saying. Is it depends on the race, though. Are we talking like 100 meters, you say, could beat him? Because I think a 40-yard dash, he might have a shot. It's a little bit different than running up. Because I remember when Usain Bolt, they were saying he might, you know, try to go in the NFL for a little bit or something back when he was at his peak. And a lot of them were saying it's a totally different thing, burst versus long distance and stuff like that. So I don't know enough to know if Tyreek might get him in a certain kind of race. But 100 meters is absolutely no chance.
No chance.
No chance.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he wouldn't get destroyed.
No, I'd be close. Maybe a half second off, which is a lot in Olympics.
Yeah.
But still, I mean.
A half second off all of a sudden is, a 10.3,
yeah.
10.35.
Well, if you're running a sub 10,
which is fast.
That's incredible. I mean, that's ridiculous. I don't think he'd be able to do that.
Yeah, I'd have to look up to see. By the way, we didn't look up quarterbacks for the Israeli team. We'll do that.
What do you think you'd run in 100 meters?
I don't know. I got – you're not watching Hard Knocks, but there was a whole thing on Giants Hard Knocks with – Brian Daboll, who actually has lost weight, but he's still a fat ass. And they asked him, because they were watching Xavier Worthy, who's on Kansas City, run whatever he ran, a 4.23 or something.
Yeah.
They asked Daboll if he could run a sub 7. And Daboll's like, oh, of course. And I'm like,
in a 40?
Yeah.
Do you think you could run a sub 7?
Do I think I could?
Yeah.
I would like to think so, but I have no idea how fast. I mean, when do you sprint?
Yeah, never.
I get into like a brisk jog and I'm like, oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm pulling up. I don't know without any training. Like, I'd have to jog for a little bit. It's not even about the conditioning, just your legs.
I don't know. I know there was
exploding in a sprint when you never run, you're going to shred something.
There was a time where if somebody said, can you run a 5, can you do it? I would say, yeah. But
there was a time you could?
I think so. A 5, yeah. I mean, that's not like that. There's linemen that run 5s.
Right, they're NFL linemen. They're
yeah, but I mean, I was pretty quick.
They're 6'5", 320, the freakazoids.
I was pretty quick at a certain point in my life.
Quick or 40 quick? Come on.
Again, I don't think that's very fast, though. I mean, there's guys on our team that were running 4.5s. Like, you know.
Griffin's looking at you like.
A 5-second 40 is not. I'm not saying today.
At your peak.
Yeah, I'm saying when I was young.
But do you think you could run a 7.40?
I don't know. That's why I'm trying to think like how many seconds I've lost.
I don't think you could.
Probably not. I mean, I don't know if I could complete the 40, honestly. I think something would break.
I would like to see you two run. I think you both honestly could get it under at least to that 7-second mark. 7 seconds is a long time, and 40 yards, even though it looks far, it's really not. You can get 40 yards within seven seconds, I feel like.
Do you think you could run 40 yards? Or, I mean, I'm sorry. Do you think you could run 40 yards before Tyreek Hill ran 80 yards?
Well, that's that great thing they do at Atlanta Braves games. Have you seen that?
No. Well, they try to catch up with the people?
Well, they have a guy get a head start in the outfield.
Oh, I've seen that before.
The perimeter
of
the outfield, and like no one wins.
Like, and once in a while, it's like a sausage or something.
It's just they all get destroyed. The sprinter, because they'll have this giant lead. Because what do they start in the middle of left field?
Yeah.
And then by the end, you know, because a lot of times it actually might be a pretty decently, you know, in shape person running.
Right.
The normie.
Yeah.
And they're like, whatever. 15 yards from the finish, and they're like, yeah, and all of a sudden, boom right by him. Like, oops, guess I shouldn't have slowed down, moron. Boy, these are a lot of tests. You know how we'll follow up on this? We won't. We never do. I found, in looking at old videos, I found an old video of me doing like 650s. There was some offensive or defensive lineman had failed. It was probably 2011, had failed like his conditioning test, and it was like 650s. And I ran in the parking lot, which actually is uphill. And I beat the time, but I was watching myself run. I'm like, God, I look so slow. It was like an aggressive jog that I beat it.
Yeah, and that was 13 years ago.
That might be it.
I don't think I can make it 50.
That's sad, isn't it?
There really
we
is.
Know sports, don't we?
Yeah, not really.
We used to have a prime. Caleb Herring, who is somewhat of an athlete, and when I challenge him on it, he just craps on me. So I think, didn't I have a challenge against him? Oh, I was going to play him one-on-one.
In what?
Basketball.
Oh.
Hey, he's 6'4". He's like 33.
Yeah, I feel like he'd lose.